Well, as we mentioned in the introduction, we're pleased to have made the acquaintance of the folks at Reset, this fantastic organization that is now operating subsidiaries in both the capital city and down here in New Haven with the New Haven-based Collab, which combines complementary strengths to create a more robust ecosystem for impact-driven entrepreneurs throughout the region. And we're so pleased to have one of their key people with us returning to the program. Sarah Bodley is Executive Director of Reset. We also want to thank our pal Amy Walsh for helping set this up. We're going to get into the conversation because we've got exciting things to talk about. Virtually hours left for you to take an important survey for Reset, and an invitation to pencil them in for Thursday, May 7th. When they present their Beyond Business as Usual 2026 event at Connecticut State College Gateway in New Haven. We'll talk all about that after we talk about another great partner of ours that's interested in developing our small business people and entrepreneurial workforce, the WBDC. That's right. You've heard us promoting the Women's Business Development Council, or WBDC, on our program for decades. Now you can help support the WBDC's many women-owned businesses. Looking for the perfect gift for a birthday, anniversary, or just because? Well, WBDC's Women-Owned Business Directory includes a gift guide that'll help you find the perfect gift for every occasion. You can discover amazing Connecticut-based women-owned businesses in categories like fashion and jewelry, arts and crafts, spa and beauty, food, and more, all offering fantastic gifts. Browse the gift guide and explore and get to know WBDC. It all starts at ctwbdc.org. Sarah, that's an organization I'm sure you're very familiar with as well.
Absolutely. We love them.
Yep. Yep. We're pleased to host their founder for her very first media interview after virtually weeks after she launched the organization now these 20 some odd years ago. So,
wow, that's incredible.
And I hope to be talking to you in another couple of decades, because I see Reset and Collab as being something that we're going to be enjoying the benefits of for a long, long time here in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So we're so glad to become community partners with you. Beyond that kind of antiseptic, if you will, introduction, in plain conversation, what do you tell people about Reset and Collab?
Yeah, well, John, thanks so much for having me back, and yeah, for just all the championship of entrepreneurship here throughout the state. It's a great place to be in business. So Reset and Collab are really united in our belief that business can be a force for positive change in the world. We support entrepreneurs along a whole spectrum of growth, all the way from, you have a bright idea, you think you want to experiment with something and build a business, all the way to, scaling businesses through our accelerator program, and everything in between. So the majority of our time really is spent on that technical assistance programming, from our incubators, accelerators, and a lot of alumni engagement. And so, we're all about that. And then this event is one of the, bigger opportunities that we put together every few years, where we really are able to share this work with a broader audience. So we're really excited to bring it back now into New Haven this year for the first time.
Yeah. One of the things I really enjoy about the recent relationship we formed with you and your organization is that, we're able to kind of 6 months out say, oh, save the date. And then, 3 months out, as we're talking about other things, we remind people. And then we come to the point where we're previewing the big event. And then in a couple of months, we'll connect again and kind of look back at it and talk about the results and begin planning for the rest of this and into 2027. So I'm sure for you, the planning for this May 7th event started the day after the last one. So that's typically how these big activities happen. But Beyond Business as Usual 2026. It's entitled Scaling Resilient Entrepreneurship. Very exciting. What does that mean?
Yeah. So again, you know, this event, Beyond Business as Usual, has really been a staple for Reset since 2010. And we choose a theme each year, really trying to base it on what entrepreneurs are navigating and kind of what's top of mind for folks in this realm of impact-driven entrepreneurship. So this year's focus on scaling resilient entrepreneurship, really, like you said, we started planning this towards kind of middle of last year and was really emerged out of the moment we're in, where there's a lot of change and uncertainty. We really feel like we want to make sure that Connecticut businesses know that they are set up to succeed now and into the future, and really have a way to kind of engage with what's going on at the higher levels in the state, and how can they participate in some of the, you know, shaping of some of the future goals and needs that we might want to be talking about today.
Yeah. So, yeah. I see I envision a subtitle to the name of the event: Mind Your Mom, Don't Bite Off More than You Can Chew, right?
Oh, that's great. That'll be next year's title.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's how it is for entrepreneurs and small business people. It's all about, skating to the edge of the black ice, but not venturing too far where that tipping point becomes counterproductive, right?
Mm. That's interesting. Well, and, you know, I think that there's a real part of why we are leaning into this whole topic this year. And this conference is kind of unique from other events, because we want to kind of hold your hand as you're skating on the ice, right?
Right.
So we're holding space for folks that can, hear from others that have gone before. We've got entrepreneurs, participating on some of these panels. We also have state leaders and even one person coming from more of the national level. And so we're really trying to balance that sort of inspiration of there's a lot of great work happening. We want to shed some light on that, and also practical tools and a chance to really kind of sit down and bring to life whatever you're dealing with as a business owner, as a business leader. So there's a balance of both of those things throughout this day. So we're really excited to bring it all together.
Well, before we talk much more about May 7th, there's an imminent call to action that needs to really be made and fulfilled today, this Sunday, as we're broadcasting this here on the 26th. So you mentioned something about a survey.
Yeah. Thanks so much. So this is one of the parts that we're using the survey really as a way to gauge kind of where folks are at in terms of being responsible business leaders. So it's a responsible business survey co-produced by Reset and our friends at the Connecticut Sustainable Business Council. And so we put this together. It's short, but it's really helpful for us and hopefully for you, our respondents, to help us get a good picture of kind of where folks fall on the spectrum of, how much does it matter to you to be operating responsibly? And we mean that in lots of ways, right? Responsibility shows up in, how you make your decisions at the top and every level of your business. It can mean, your corporate practices. If you're a solopreneur, we want you to fill this out. If you're in a corporation and you have some sway, or you don't, we are really interested in getting a real true picture of what it means right now for Connecticut businesses to be responsible and what kind of help you might need. So it'll take you, 5-10 minutes maximum to fill this thing out. And we're going to end up presenting our findings on May 7th. So, of course, we would love folks to also join us that day and kind of hear what the rest of you have to say.
Sure.
But the other perk is that if you do the survey, you can get $10 off the ticket price for the conference. And that'll be live until tomorrow, Monday. So please fill that thing out in the next day, and we will make sure your voice is heard.
Great. So we hope folks listening on the air or to the early stage of the subsequent podcast that they'll get this done by Sunday evening. as it is closing out for anyone else who may be listening to this after the 27th of April. We still would love to see you at the event on May 7th. We'll tell you more about that. Sarah, where do they go for the survey?
Great question. Yep, that'll be at resetco.org/BBAU, as in Beyond Business as Usual.
Okay, and that's where all the information is about the event.
Exactly.
And as our time is, you know, we've hit about on the halfway mark. We've got just a couple of minutes to kind of key in on some of the most important elements of the day. You already mentioned that the opening remarks are going to incorporate the business survey findings, but also some awards.
Well. We are not going to announce those until the day, but do come out and we'll be recognizing some exciting business leaders who have been doing really brilliant work locally. The survey results will be shared. We'll have remarks from some wonderful partners and leaders at the state level to kick us off, and happy to share more about the rest of the day if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, true to the title of this year's event, this year's theme. You're jumping right in with both feet at 11 a.m. that morning.
Yeah, well, so actually we will open the doors at 9, so there'll be great networking opportunities early in the morning, and then the awards and the survey results, all of that will be happening actually starting at 10. And then at 11, we roll into our first of three really incredible panels for the day. Our first formal panel is called Envisioning Connecticut's Resilient Future. And for this one, we have state and national leaders that'll be sharing a little bit about what's happening in Connecticut right now and what's on the horizon in terms of, you know, grant and loan opportunities, policy direction, and how entrepreneurs can engage in shaping the future. We've got some awesome folks on this one. Sujata Srinivasan is going to be moderating from Connecticut Public Radio. And we'll also be featuring the Deputy Secretary of the State, Jennifer Barahona, will be joining us. Jessica Dodge from DECD. She's the innovation and entrepreneurship leader over there. And I'm very excited to have Camilla Taylor, who's joining us. She's actually flying in from Houston, Texas. She's the executive director of the American Sustainable Business Network and spends her days really making the business case for sustainability with leaders from all over the country. So we're thrilled to have her join us also to kind of share some insights from outside of our state.
Excellent. Thrilled to shout out my friend Jennifer Barahona. She has been a long and dear acquaintance of mine going back almost 20 years. Thrilled to not only see her on your panel, but to see how she has advanced to serve the state from her long career, also supporting the folks in Newtown and Sandy Hook after that tragedy. Some networking over the lunch break and then into the next panel on regulatory reform.
Yes. So this one, I'm excited about this as well. It's Breaking Barriers, Regulatory Reform for Small Business. We're really trying to get a bit more tactical in this discussion, focusing more on the kind of day-to-day challenges that entrepreneurs are facing with policy and regulation. And, you know, how does it happen when you want to make some change or navigate these systems with equity and accessibility at heart? So we've got, again, a really awesome lineup. We'll be moderated by Marianando Clark, who's now at the Clay Arsenal Community Development Corporation, as well as the Hartford Chamber of Commerce. So excited to have her come down from the capital city to New Haven that day. And then our panelists are Caroline Tanby Smith, who's a alder of Ward 9 in New Haven, but also she's the co-founder of Collab. So very, very pleased to have her historical perspective, of course, and really, you know, now as an alder, she's been able to, you know, really play a really incredible role in kind of helping folks navigate and understand and advocate for change where it's appropriate. She'll be also joined by Kwame Asare, who's a founder and a graduate of a Collab program. We're proud to have an alum on this panel. He's the founder of Oshito, which is a hot sauce company, and has been a real incredible advocate as well. And then lastly, Dustin Nord, who's at CBIA Foundation. Sure. So Dustin's engaging constantly with, you know, businesses to understand what's top of mind for them. And so we're thrilled. And of course, you know, CBIA being an incredible resource for the state, for businesses to, you know, leverage when it comes to lobbying and policy activation. So we're really pleased to have their perspective here.
Great. We've got a couple minutes left. Final workshop from 2 to 3 is involving beyond traditional capital. So it's about financing.
Indeed. Yep. So again, great lineup. We have Terry Floyd of Wells Fargo moderating, and then 3 folks with really interesting experience here. Mark Hales is the CEO of Better Local Capital, which is a fairly new lender, and we'll be hearing about what they're up to these days. Yao Owasubuahen at Concorp, he's the director of impact investing there. And then Avery Gaddis from Headco. So we're trying to shed some light on kind of the landscape of how does funding work and what are some possible ways that we can make more funding more affordable and accessible to businesses as they grow.
And last, of course, and certainly not least, the Trading Post.
Yes. Yeah, we're psyched about this. This is actually a really unique and new offering this year. It's a breakout session. It's very hands-on. It's a roundtable experience. So we have facilitators with different, you know, topic expertise. We'll have AI. We have a table that's called How to Pay Yourself with a wonderful partner from the WBDC. We'll be sitting down on that topic. Hey. And so each table has a topic and you can bring whatever's top of mind for you. And this will be a much more sort of hands-on, quick format networking and roundtable opportunity.
All right. Entrepreneurs, this is your chance to share real challenges with the topics picked and workshop it with fellow attendees and walk away with fresh new ideas and connections. Anyone who attends will make new connections and be inspired. It's Beyond Business as Usual 2026, Scaling Resilient Entrepreneurship. This one-day summit is happening Thursday, May 7th from 9 to 3:30 at Connecticut State Community College Gateway in New Haven. And you find out about it and register. And if you are listening on Sunday, you can still take the survey and save yourself $10 off the ticket. It all starts at resetco.org/BBAU for Beyond Business as Usual. Their executive director, kind enough to grace our program once again. Sarah Bodley is with us for this segment. And Sarah, much luck for this year's event. And we will talk to